You're listening to the Pizza Marketplace Podcast.
For more than 20 years, pizzamarketplace.com has been the go-to source of industry news and info for thousands of pizzeria operators. Pizza Marketplace delivers the information restaurant owners and executives need to understand important industry trends and ultimately run a more successful pizza business. Subscribe today at pizzamarketplace.com/subscribe. Welcome to the Pizza Marketplace Podcast, where we teach you to look at pizza from a different point of view. We're here today with Chris Tessing, CEO of Buddy's Pizza in Detroit, and we're going to chat about classic Detroit-style pizza. Thanks for being with us today, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, can you tell us a little bit about Buddy's? When did you guys start, and why Detroit-style pizza? Because you guys originated Detroit-style pizza.
Yeah, that's right. It was actually in 1946, so 77 years ago now, there was a bar in Detroit called Buddy's Rendezvous. And it was the bar where people kind of came together in the neighborhood, have a good time, you know, hang out with friends over drinks, food, and even bocce ball was a part of what was at the original Buddy's Rendezvous. And the original founders had Sicilian roots, and they're known for a little bit of a deeper crust pizza. And so because the auto industry is in Detroit, they kind of went in, took a look around at some of the pans that were used there and found these steel pans that they thought would be great for making that kind of traditional Sicilian style pizza with a little bit of a thicker crust. So that was really the roots of what became Buddy's Pizza.
So what's going to set Detroit style pizza apart from other pizzas? I know it's built differently. It's got that kind of classic crust that's a little thicker and that caramelized yes. cheese that just makes it amazing. Tell us a little bit about Detroit style pizza.
Yeah, there's a number of things that we do differently. And I'll talk mainly to Buddy's since we set the standard, because I think there are others that have modified it along the way, but I'm going to be a purist here and kind of talk to what we believe sets Detroit style crust pizza apart. First is the dough. And you'll see a theme overall, but you know, we believe things are better when they're made by hand and from the heart. And there's a lot of work that goes into Detroit style crust pizza. So you start with the dough. It's made, you know, in store every day. In fact, it's made the day it's eaten. And a lot of times either pizza companies are making it, you know, a day or two ahead and put it in the fridge, or frankly, a lot of them are doing it in commissary and bringing it in frozen. Whereas we make it that morning or, you know, multiple times through the day, stretch it twice as a part of the process, let it proof. And then you put the toppings on and bake it. So, you know, the dough, the freshness of the dough is very different from a lot of the other styles. So it doesn't need like overnight proofing or anything like that. So the dough is a little bit different, how it's constructed, how it's stretched into the pans and so forth. The cheese, you know, you typically think about mozzarella cheese when you think about pizza, but we actually use Wisconsin brick cheese. So we get 40 pound blocks of cheese that are brought into the stores. And our prep folks break it down and crumble it to the perfect size for melting on it on the pizza. So Wisconsin brick cheese is another key difference. Our pepperoni, a lot of people notice that the pepperoni is done a little bit differently in that when we will pre-make doughs, because pepperoni is such a big selling pizza, we'll pre-make a number of them with pepperoni on top. So actually pepperoni goes straight on the dough and actually gets proofed on the pizza dough itself. So it kind of brings additional flavor and richness into the dough itself. And then we cheese over the pepperoni. So pepperoni's on the bottom, right on top of the dough, under the cheese, under the sauce. And then the sauce is on top. So we'll top the pizza and the sauce is the last thing on. So, you know, it's almost like from other than the dough being on the bottom, the pizza is almost constructed opposite to what you typically see in the industry. And then, as I mentioned before, all that's baked in those seasoned steel pans that really add a lot of flavor and texture and that light, crispy crust that you were referencing, but a lot of buttery flavor too, because they're seasoned pans over the years.
So those pans are really seasoned. You guys don't wash them a lot. You know, the better seasoned they are, the better flavor that they impart to the pizza. How do you guys use those pans?
No, it's a great point. In fact, you know, you definitely need to, you know, wipe them out to make sure that they're clean, right? But they do season over the bakes. In fact, there's a a seasoning in process that we have for new pans where they probably go through the oven 70 to 100 times before they're used to make a single pizza, you know, because we've got to get them oiled and flavored and seasoned in properly. In fact, they're rotated in. So you're always kind of taking older pans from stores and bringing new ones in and kind of, you know, enhancing the mix that way. So any new stores that we have are actually taking pre-seasoned pans from other stores to get that store going. We don't just bring in fresh pans that don't have that baked in seasoning that you were referencing, because that is a part of the, you know, the distinctiveness that you bring to the flavor of the crust.
And those pans used to be hard to find, but now more and more pan companies are offering a Detroit style pan.
Yeah, and we've always done ours the same way. So I probably know less, frankly, about how much that market has changed. And if, you know, some are even doing aluminum versus steel, but we always source ours the same way we have for many, many years. And so we've always stayed true to the pans that we originated with.
Let's talk about toppings. Obviously, pepperoni is going to be your top seller. But what other toppings and what other combinations are you guys putting together to make these unique Detroit style pizzas?
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, as you can imagine, pepperoni is a big seller. And so it is true with us as well. You know, a lot of pizza companies, the build your own pizzas really drive the majority of the ordering in the menu because people are kind of customizing what they put on. At Buddy's, we actually sell a lot of our signature specialty pizzas. So those are really our best sellers. So even there, you know, we have a couple, you know, of our best sellers are kind of pepperoni based, but we have some modifications on them. So my personal favorite is the Detroiter. I don't know if you've ever had that one. You know, it starts with the Wisconsin brick cheese. In this one, pepperoni is actually on top. And then we use our tomato basil sauce. So that's a second sauce that we have where there's a lot of prep work in terms of roasting garlic and we freshly slice and you know, mince the basil that goes in there to create this wonderful sauce with a lot of additional richness and flavor to it. It also has shaved Parmesan cheese and a special Sicilian spice blend that we shake on top. So that the Detroiter, I think, is an amazing pepperoni pizza. It's our number one seller. Actually, number two for us is another pepperoni pizza called Detroit Public TV. And that name actually comes from Buddy's has since the roots of the company been involved in charities and other organizations in the community. And we used to actually, you know, give parts of our profits to help support public TV. And so that's where the Detroit Public TV name came from. We used to have pizzas named at the Great Lakes because we were supporting the Great Lakes and so forth. So in the Detroit Public TV, pepperoni is down on the bottom, but we have a second cheese that we use. It's called our Motor City Cheese Blend. So it's basically Wisconsin brick with a couple other cheese blended in with it. It has a little bit more tanginess to it. So that one, pepperoni is more classically done on the bottom with that second cheese that we put on top of it. And then we put the Old World pepperonis on top. And you see those sometimes in some of the restaurants where they're the smaller pepperonis that kind of crisp and curl when you cook them. Right. So that's on top along with the sauce. You know, we have a spicy Italian is a popular pizza for us that, you know, blends Italian sausage with roasted red peppers that we roast in-house in our preparations, you know, every day, red onions, garlic, the tomato basil sauce and the Sicilian spice blend. We have our version of a margarita pizza. We have Greek pizzas that have fresh dill on it. So again, whether it's meat options or even vegetarian options, we're looking at things like dill, like fresh roasted red peppers, like the tomato basil sauce we're preparing in-house fresh that really bring new dimensions to our pizza from, I'd say, a lot of the regular normal toppings that you'd find at most places.
Okay, so Buddy's has become a destination in town. A lot of travelers look for the best pizza places to visit when they travel. And obviously Buddy's is going to be a destination place in Detroit. How do you kind of educate the newer diners who come in and have never had Detroit style pizza about this pizza style? What kind of education do you guys do?
Yeah, it's funny to say that. I'd say it's probably light on the education front and more just on the anticipation, you know, but
right.
I'd say the one thing that's key is, and you started by talking about the crust, and it truly is the thing to think about. I mean, I think crust makes the pizza, you know, when you think about a lot of pizzas, you know, And the crust of a Detroit style crust pizza is next level, I think, compared to any other pizza out there, you know, because again, you get that light flakiness of the fresh made dough, but you get that caramelized cheese. So it brings extra texture to it. It brings saltiness to it. So you get a flavor in that crust that's unlike other crusts, you know, the normal pizza crust you have out there. And when you, because you're baking in that steel pan, the epicenter where the, all that goodness comes together are in those corners, right? Where it gets that extra texture. So pretty much when you tell people about Detroit style pizza, you tell them you take a corner slice before everybody else does. I mean, that's probably the best educating tip you can give people. Fight for a corner, go for it quickly.
Right.
You don't want to miss a corner piece.
So why are you guys making so much in-house? You're making your dough. You know, I know that, that's an important part of Buddy's ethos. Why do you guys do so much in-house?
You know, there's a lot of pizza that passes as good enough is the way I'd probably put it. And when the way we look at it is Buddy's created something special and different, set a new standard for pizza, right? It wasn't even round. It was square. You know, it was taller. It has the edge to edge cheese that, which becomes part of the crust. There was so much about it, which was different from typical pizza. And so we see ourselves as having a higher standard that we brought to the pizza game and pizza marketplace for people. And so we think it's on us to hold that high standard within the industry. So I think you're going to see us always committed to providing, you know, quality ingredients, quality product, putting our hearts and souls into what we're making and, you know, basically having, you know, pizza artisans making our pizzas because we want them to feel and taste that special.
Let's talk a little bit about the challenges of running such a historical pizza place. You guys are growing
yes.
outside of Detroit into other areas. How many units do you all have now?
Well, we're just about to open our 23rd in Canton, Michigan in the coming weeks, a few weeks away from that.
So how are you guys maintaining consistency across the brand as you grow to make sure that if I'm eating a pizza in Detroit, it's going to taste the same in Ann Arbor or in Canton, that it's going to be that kind of same quality and consistency that Buddy's is known for?
No, that's a great question and extremely important. In fact, when I joined 5 months ago, one of the first things I did was hire a chief operating officer, and Joe Dominiak joined with me shortly after I came in. He joined just a month after I joined, and Joe and I have been, you know, attached at the hip and learning this brand, respecting this brand, and, you know, making sure we're focused and the company is focused on everything we need to do to protect and preserve it, right? Like I said, we set a standard, we need to either maintain or enhance that standard. And so a lot of what we do is making sure we understand that, what that standard is and when it comes from. So, you know, we've worked on articulating, you know, our strategy. We already know our processes, you know, our company culture, all the things we need to do for every employee in the system, because we have about 1,500 employees across our stores that they need to understand what right. we do and why we do it, right? I talked about that belief we have about, you know, things being better when they're made by hand and from the heart. Like, we need everybody connecting themselves to our brand point of view and our brand promise, right? Because to your point, if we're not, you know, it can allow different stores to have different standards or different ways of working and so forth. So it's critical that we make sure that we're all aligned on what we're trying to achieve and how we do it. And we have our above store leaders are actively out in the stores working with the general managers, you know, to make sure we're all aligned. We actually have quarterly meetings with our general managers, as well as quarterly meetings with our kitchen managers, where we're talking about things like making the dough and the standards that we have. Again, because you can't talk enough about even the things that we've been doing for a long time, making sure we all understand why it's so important to keep doing what we're doing. And then we watch the consumer feedback that we get and make sure we're delivering for people, you know, and you know, every consumer issue that comes across our plates, we have managers following up with every consumer that had an issue so we can help understand where they're coming from, where we let them down, and do what we need to do to win them back. So we take it very seriously, you know, and keeping the highest standard.
What's going to be the biggest challenge of running such a storied and, you know, the history of Buddy's, such a long traditional pizzeria? What are some of the challenges?
Well, I think one of the challenges is in the restaurant business, you do end up facing turnover. You know, people who see this as a, you know, maybe even a job between, you know, high school or a college, or maybe it's a transitional place to be. And, but we're also blessed with employees that have been with us 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, wow, up to 47 years. Like literally you can go through our support center, you can go through any of our stores, and you're going to see a mix of newer and employees that have been with us for quite a while. And so the good news is we have a lot of legacy knowledge in the stores. The challenge is making sure the new people that come in get indoctrinated in that, in those beliefs and those values and that understanding, right? So I just think it's making sure that we don't take for granted the things we know or the people that have been here. We have to constantly, this is again why I think we always have to be reminding people of what we do and why we do it, because, you know, we do have to keep it fresh in everybody's mind. So as we grow and scale, we got to keep it the same, to your point, right? It is one standard, it's one brand. And that's a challenge in and of itself. And as I mentioned, there's a lot that we do that's by hand. And so we, you know, again, the work that we put into it, it's not a job for, you know, we're not a very industrialized business and brand. And there are a lot of brands that operate that way, but it's not Buddy. So there is blood, sweat, and tears, if you will. There is, you know, passion for work that's required to do this right.
How are you keeping up with changing trends, especially in terms of like dietary preferences and restrictions, the need for, you know, vegetarian, vegan? Are you guys doing anything in terms of those kind of changing?
Yeah, we have been for quite a while, actually. In fact, we make four different types of crusts, if you will, in store, you know, fresh. None of our crusts are actually brought in frozen and from a secondary supplier or anything like that. So we've got our regular crust, you know, for our pizzas. You can also get a thin version. So sometimes when people want to watch a little bit of what they're bringing in, ingesting in terms of carbs, or you just want that kind of like thinner, you know, crispy crust without it having kind of the rise to it, we have a thin one too, which is essentially half the dough. You know, I got to tell you though, when I was in my training, stretching that thin where it stays to be a consistent crust, because it's a pretty thin one, right? And it rises a bit when it's baking, but that's where true artistry comes in play, is to do that thin right. That's how, you know, people know how to really stretch a dough. But we also make multigrain. You know, there's some people just don't want to be having the white flour. So we have 9 grains that we use to make a multigrain crust in store as well, freshly. And then we have a gluten-free crust as well. And it's a very different ingredient set, as you can imagine, and a different process for how we make it. It ends up baking more like a thinner crust than like the true Buddy's crust that gets the rise to it. But it ends up being more like a pourable batter that goes, we actually put it onto tin foil to keep it separated from the pans. And then it still bakes then with the cheese on and stuff. So we have the crust itself is gluten-free, but it's more gluten-friendly, right? Because we can't help, because we have, you know, we're making dough in store, you know, there's going to be some gluten that might be present in the air and things like that. But we take a lot of precautions to make sure we're not, you know, having any kind of contamination get into that gluten-free crust that we make.
If you had a piece of advice to give to another pizzeria owner or operator who is maybe thinking about adding Detroit-style pizza to their company, what would you tell them before they got started?
Well, started the standard of Detroit style crust, I'm going to go back to help us maintain that high standard, right? Don't look at this as a easy way to make money. Look at it as a way to enhance your menu with great quality and bring new value to people, right? With a different style, but you know, treat it right. And again, there's manual labor and love that goes into it. It's you know, how it's starting with the dough and the stretching. We have to stretch the dough twice to get it to properly sit in the pans. You have to give it the proofing time it needs before you bake it, because you got to let that, you know, you have to let the yeast go to work properly, right? So this is something you have to maintain and manage. You really can't just set it aside by a schedule, right? You have to. In, you know, different humidity, whether it's warmer or colder in the rooms you're doing your dough work in, you have to watch all these things to make sure you're setting that crust up to as the foundation of a great pizza. So I just say, if you're thinking about doing a Detroit style pizza, make sure you're ready for the investment of time to get the great outcome, the great product. So that people, as they get introduced to the standard, right? Because it has been a standard that's gone out around the country and different concepts are picking it up, and it's known for high quality. right? And delighting people when they taste it. So we just want to keep that the point of view people have when they eat Detroit style crust versus something that seems like, again, it's something that isn't adding something special, you know, when you're eating it.
And I would say, especially if you're going to add Detroit style pizza, do it right.
Yes.
Don't do it halfway.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, that should do it for this episode. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it was great to join you again. Thanks for the discussion, as always.
We'll catch everyone next time, and thanks for being with us.
For more than 20 years, PizzaMarketplace.com has been the go-to source of industry news and info for thousands of pizza reader operators. Pizza Marketplace delivers the information restaurant owners and executives need to understand important industry trends and ultimately run a more successful pizza business. Subscribe today at PizzaMarketplace.com/subscribe.